Republican Congressman Reed Ribble says the Safe Trucking Act would allow trucks with six axles to carry up to 91,000 pounds nationwide. Ribble says trucks are already carrying more than that on Wisconsin highways and roads.
It burdens our county budgets rather than our federal interstate budget. And we need to be putting those heavier trucks on the interstate, but they're not allowed to go on there now.
Truck Safety Coalition Executive Director John Lannon disagrees. He says injuries and fatalities related to large trucks have gone up in the last 4 years.
This is not the time to be trying to increase truck weights or truck size.
Ribble says the bill requires large trucks to have six axles. He says that allows trucks with heavier loads to stop safely.
Not every trucking company is going to opt to do this, but many of them will because of customer demand.
Some may opt out because the cost to retrofit trucks doesn't make sense, according to David Heller with the Truckload Carriers Association.
Before we go down any road of increasing weight or size or anything like that, I think we need to come out with a highway infrastructure investment plan.
Ribble says interstate highways and bridges are designed to carry up to 91,000 pounds. Some states have higher weight limits for state roads. A spokesman for a Wisconsin Forest Products Industry Group says they'd like carriers to be able to haul the weight limit that's legal in their state on national highways. The Wisconsin DOT supports the bill but says bridge infrastructure improvements are needed to handle the weight. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.